Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here. If I sound tired, it's because I kind of am. I feel kind of groggy right now. But I thought I'd get on and make this quick episode today. I don't think it's going to take very long for me to talk about this, but here we go anyway. So I made a post today showing two pictures of myself, one in January of 2018, a selfie of me back then, and another selfie that I took in December of 2019. Just to sort of let people, I guess, take a look at me because I don't post many pictures of myself. I don't normally take selfies anyway, but, I've been leaning more towards, letting people sort of have the opportunity to see who I am when I'm not producing content that's like motivational or thought provoking, anything like that. Right. So that's why I made that post. Right. And someone in the comments, someone actually wrote in the comments that I look very handsome, which is really flattering. And I thank that person. But here's the thing that I want to talk about is I think a lot of people have that the ego problem where they get so caught up in people complimenting them on their looks. And so what they end up doing on their social media is just posting pictures of themselves over and over and over and over, whether it's gym selfies or being shirtless or taking pictures of your butt at a certain angle, right? And people get so caught up in these compliments, like, oh, like they start to get high on that, feeling of people complimenting them. Like they look at their comments section of their own profiles and they see all these comments of people having fire emojis or heart emojis, right? Like, oh, wow, you're so hot, you're so beautiful, you're so handsome, you're so good looking, whatever it might be, right? And then people get caught up in that loop of, wanting to be fed that kind of feedback. But something important that Gary Vee kind of reminded me of is that you can't get caught up in people's, like, the feedback that people give you. And he's not just talking about the bad stuff, like when people say you suck, you're ugly, you're dumb. He's not just saying to not get caught up in that. He's also saying not to get caught up in when people say things like you're good looking, you're handsome, you're beautiful, you're smart. And the reason he says not to get caught up in those, both the good and the bad, is you start to sort of, well, first of all, it's obvious that, if you take in the bad negative feedback, it hurts you, it hurts your self-esteem, you start to sort of undermine yourself. And so you shouldn't take what people say seriously. And they also don't know what your story is. So how can they judge you when they don't know the full picture? At the same time, when people start complimenting you a lot, you also end up overvaluing or overestimating their opinions and what they say about you. So when you feel really, really, really good about yourself as a consequence of people saying good things after good things after good things about you, and then someone comes in and they bust you and they say something bad about you, you crash even harder because you're so used to that positive feedback that when someone comes in and says something mean, it hits you like twice as hard, like as compared to you not being fed positive feedback all the time. And so I'm definitely, I think I'm good on that in that respect. Like people say that I'm inspiring, that I've motivated them, that my advice has helped, which is really good. It's good for me to know that my work is actually helping people. And of course, maybe the occasional person like today saying that I look very handsome, which is, again, I do appreciate the compliment, but I am also not going to overestimate that or let that pilot what I'm trying to do with my life. I'm not on Instagram, I'm not on social media to brag about how I look, right? You don't see me posting on social media thousands of pictures of myself, right? Because that's not what I really care about. It's not about how I look. It's not about me producing the content that's going to get people to say how good I look. You know what I mean? I'm on social media to help people, to produce content that could motivate them or point them in a better direction, content that could help open people's minds, encouraging open-mindedness and things of that nature. That's what I'm on social media for. And so, of course, we could go into that discussion of what are you on social media for? Some people might be on social media because they want their ego to be fed, right? Maybe you're on social media just to post pictures of yourself so that you can get used to that feedback loop of people saying how pretty and beautiful and handsome you are, which I guess that's your prerogative, right? I might question your choice. At the end of the day, it's up to you. You have free will as a human being. If you want to be on social media to just post pictures of yourself and get people to say how much they like you, that's your prerogative, right? That's your right. You can do that. I just don't think it'll help you in the long run, especially when people come in and start saying bad things about you, or maybe you realize that there's something more to your life than just how you look, right? These are the kinds of things that I like to talk about, because at the end of the day, the things that I care about is what's in your best interest and what will help you in the long term. Even if it means short-term losses, short-term pain, at least in the long run, it'll help you. And so, anyway, I didn't really intend for this episode to take as long as it did, but I think I did manage to put in some good value here. Actually, looking at the timer now, we're almost 15 seconds from crossing 6 minutes, so it wasn't that long after all. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You know, if it helped you, feel free to let me know, as always, right? Whenever my episodes, if anything in particular resonates with you or helps you in any sort of way, you know, feel free to let me know in a voice message or a DM or a comment somewhere, and I will be sure to take a look into it. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. Thanks again for listening, as always. I really do appreciate the support. My estimated audience size, by the way, has grown. We are now sitting at an estimated audience size of 5, which is spectacular, meaning it is estimated that 5 people actually listen to this podcast regularly, which means so much to me. So if you are one of those 5 people, I really, really, really do appreciate your support. You know, when this podcast gets bigger, you're going to be able to say that you were one of those 5 people that were here listening to the very beginnings of this podcast when it was smaller. And when I myself was a much smaller, less known, less influential figure. So kudos to you for that. But anyway, ending the episode here. Thank you once again, and I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.